never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, patriots across the country and around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to another epic episode of You Made It Political, where we go live every single morning. Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We repost all the replays up on a host of podcast platforms, Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple, Google Podcasts, and tons more. So check us out. Also, we upload everything to youmadeitpolitical.com just in case your family and friends do not like to go on social media. I know there's a lot of people who have bailed from social media platforms over the last year and throughout the pandemic, who are just sick of the tyranny, sick of politics, sick of the corruption and the scandals that our government continues to put on full display. So you can check out youmadeitpolitical.com as well. Happy U.S. Constitution Day to everybody out there. What a great, brilliant piece of legislation that we have in place for the American people that protects our rights, our God-given rights as Americans. And every American out there should be celebrating this today. The thing that frustrates me right now is that you don't hear a lot of talk about this. You know, today is the date, the anniversary that the U.S. Constitution was signed by the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, September 17th, 1787. And you'd think we'd be hearing about this all throughout the United States on the media. You'd think that schools would be praising today. You'd think that everybody would be talking about it. But they're not. Why aren't they? Why aren't they talking about the day that America found its independence, found its freedom? Why aren't we talking about this all throughout the country? Do your children know about it? Are their teachers talking about it? Do they have homework assigned over it? I mean, nothing. It's been crickets. You barely see it on any left-wing media outlets. I know the date, but I was reminded by going on right-wing media outlets, Fox, Right Side Broadcasting, Newsmax, townhall.com. I mean, you don't see any of this on the left. A day that all Americans should be proud about. But are you surprised? I mean, half of this country right now slams the American flag. They shame us for being overly patriotic. They want nothing to do with recognizing the fact that America was found and governed by the Constitution, which many of them want nothing to do with today. That's the problem. This is why we don't hear about it in schools. This is why we don't hear it out of the White House right now. I mean, look what they're doing over at the Capitol. Instead of trying to unite the American citizens, the American people of the country, they're throwing their goddamn fortress back up, blocking out the peasants once again for participating in what we own as Americans, the Capitol. An event, a celebration that we're all supposed to be a part of. Not just one party, not just the government, all Americans. It's supposed to be a unifying day. But of course it's not. Of course it's not. So instead of us talking about it at school, instead of us educating our kids, instead of Constitution Day being blasted all over social media and all over the news, we don't hear anything about it. The only thing we actually hear about it is the fact that the Capitol fence is going back up again. That's all we hear. And I think that's disgusting. I think it's disgusting that we're even putting the fortress back up around the Capitol. You know, during Biden's inauguration speech, when I heard him talk about unity, and I put unity in quotes because we all know Biden was full of absolute shit throughout that entire speech, I knew it was fake. It was phony. I mean, it was a horrible speech to begin with. His writers suck, and they continue to suck. I mean, they can't write anything respectable for the guy. And I'm not surprised, because these are the types of people that are, I mean, anybody who would actually work for the Biden administration, you know, are probably not the best talent in the world to begin with, including our very own president. I mean, they're just a bunch of, you know, monkeys who are kind of bouncing all around the White House without a clue as to how to govern this country right now. So it's really not surprising that the writers are just as wretched as the people actually governing the country. So it was a horrible speech to begin with. And I just knew the whole thing was fake, because immediately after he called for unity, in the same freaking speech, he starts slamming the right. He starts bringing up the insurrection. He starts bringing up the fact that, you know, Republicans want to, you know, destroy the Capitol and commit violent and heinous acts. And just shamed us for all of that. Again, even though we watched the left do it for an entire year across the United States, sponsored and endorsed by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. But Biden failed to mention any of that in his inauguration speech. All he did was talk about how horrible Republicans and conservatives are. So I knew his whole cry for unity was totally full of shit. I knew that he was not going to be a president for all. And Biden has actually proven it time and time again. I mean, everything that he does is for one side of the country. He doesn't care about the Republicans. He didn't even invite Mitch McConnell for a meeting for months, if ever. I'm not even sure if Mitch McConnell has still been invited to a meeting with the White House. It just goes to show they don't care about the other side. They don't care about you. They barely even care about their own people. They tossed Black Lives Matter to the side the second they got their vote. So they pretend to care about everybody. But when they do this, they put up the wall. They put up the wall again around the White House. That, to me, does not cry unity. That, to me, does not look like an administration that's actually trying to unify the people. If anything, they're saying, hey, again, we don't like you guys. We're putting up the wall to showboat to the left, to prove to the left that once again, the right are animals and monsters. And look at, we have to do this to protect the Capitol. My God, we don't want another insurrection now, do we? So the whole thing is just showboating. It's hypocrisy. It's total nonsense. And the only people that seem to fall for it are the left, the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans are the party of common sense, the party of logic. The left are the party of emotions and segregation. I mean, let's be honest. This wall, this fortress here, is another sign of segregation. And this is what the Democrats stand for. They want to segregate by putting up a fortress around the Capitol to keep the patriots out. Well, newsflash to all of you who have no clue as to how this country was founded. Patriots got us our freedom. We're the ones who went up against the British and attacked and killed them for our freedom. Patriots founded the Constitution. It's been patriots this entire time that got America to where it is today. And now that the left have had enough of the patriots, we're just going to put up a wall around the Capitol and say, you know what? We don't really care that you founded America, that you fought to your death to help keep us all free. We're going to segregate and shut you guys out now. We'll take it from here. Thanks a lot. I mean, it's a big slap in the face to patriots, not only nationwide, but throughout the entire world. A huge slap in the face. But this is what the Democrats do. This is them thanking the patriots on Constitution Day for keeping them alive and free. Trump has actually said it's a trap. He said, it's a trap. Don't fall for it. Do not go anywhere near the White House tomorrow. Apparently, there's a rally that the Democrats are all scared of, and they think that we're going to actually try to break into the Capitol, which would be the dumbest thing anybody can even attempt, especially when there's National Guards and a fortress around the Capitol. I mean, you'd have to be an absolute maniac to even attempt that. And anybody who does try to attempt it, I think it's safe to say they're not patriots, okay? January 6th was full of patriots. Yes, there were a few extremists who took things a little bit too far, but you know what? They were fighting for their rights. They were expressing or exercising their right to free speech. So they all had a right to be there. They have a right to be there tomorrow, exercising their free speech, exercising their disgust towards the Democrats. But I don't think anyone would be as dumb as to take it that far to try to breach the fence. And again, I don't think anybody would want to try to breach the fence if they didn't have the damn thing up to begin with. And you heard Pelosi and Biden actually go on camera and say, you know what, guys? We're not going to put up a fence tomorrow. We're actually going to invite all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives. We're going to invite all of you to the White House. It's going to be a real unifying peace treaty event. Yes, we're going to have National Guard and armed guards on site just to protect us, which would totally make sense. But instead of putting this goddamn wall up around the Capitol, they should do the exact opposite. If Biden and Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of the village idiots who run this country, if they truly wanted peace, they wouldn't put up the Capitol fence. They would invite everybody for a celebration of the Constitution and saying, we're going to prove to you that we genuinely want to unify this country. That would be the right thing to do. That would be the American thing to do. So when we talk about being anti-American, let's not mistake who the real anti-Americans are. Because we all know it's the far-left liberals. It's not the patriots. It's not the pro-lifers. It's not the anti-vaxxers or the anti-maskers. It's the far-left radical liberals. Because they continue to prove that they accept segregation. They accept putting a fence, a barricade around the Capitol in order to prevent conservatives and Republicans from partaking in a celebration that they own, that they fought for. So Trump's now come online and he said, listen, it's a setup. And he says, please, patriots, don't go anywhere near that Capitol, because what they're trying to do, and this is where Pelosi and Biden and the rest of whoever's running the show up there are very sneaky, very crafty, very malicious in their ways. And we know Nancy Pelosi did the same exact thing on January 6th. She was warned twice about the fact that there is going to be a potential breach of the Capitol on January 6th. The National Guard asked, do you want help? The Capitol Police asked, do you want help? Not once, but twice did Pelosi deny any extra help. Why? Because she wanted what went down to go down. She wanted there to be such chaos and turmoil that, and she knew all the cameras would be on the Patriots that day. She wanted to make them look like absolute monsters so she can continue to shame them month after month after month. And now it's going to be year after year after year until we get them all out of the White House and get the Republicans back in. It's just going to be a name blame game and constant shaming. Remember, from the tolerant left, from the party of unity. Well, I don't see an ounce of unity here. I don't see an ounce of tolerance, and I haven't since they took office. So we know the whole thing is total BS. So Trump's come out and he's warned people during this event that's supposed to take place tomorrow not to come. Former President Donald Trump, who expressed sympathy Thursday for those being persecuted so unfairly relating to the January 6th protest, has dismissed the event. On Saturday, that's a setup, Trump told the Federalist in an interview, also published Thursday. If people don't show up, they'll say, oh, it's a lack of spirit. And if people do show up, they will be harassed. They'll be instigated. Also, the Democrats hope they do something. I mean, that's what they want. They actually want to instigate these conservatives or these patriots. So they hope they'll actually do something criminal in order to put them on the world stage again and continue their shame game. What part of any of this sounds like unity? It's disgusting, to be honest, because we know that that is only going to lead to possible injury or worse, death. So if you think about it, the Democrats are actually trying to get people killed. And I will go as far as to say that. And they did on January 6th, when the only shot fired was from an officer who unfairly and unjustly killed an unarmed trespasser who was simply trying to break through a window. And we all know that is not a situation where an officer can just open fire and kill somebody. She wasn't attacking anybody. She wasn't trying to kill the officer. She didn't draw a gun. She was just simply crawling through a broken window. So we know the whole thing was a setup. It was a setup on January 6th, and this is why Trump's saying don't fall for it again. Stay away. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has said that he doesn't know of any lawmakers. He doesn't know any lawmakers at all who plan to attend this event. John Thune, the Senator Minority Whip, made a similar comment to the New York Times. He said, quote, I haven't talked to a single Republican up here in the Senate that has encouraged or enabled anything like that. Longtime Republican operative Roger Stone, who was granted clemency last December, has voiced opposition as well. He said, I don't know a single person in the MAGA movement who is going. No patriots stay away from Washington. That's what he's saying. He's saying, no, stay away from Washington. So all of these Republicans now have come out, and I know why they're doing this. They've come out and they have said, we don't know anybody who's coming to this thing. Okay, we don't have MAGA, pro-MAGA conservatives coming out to this. We've told everybody to stay away. So if anybody does show up, you better believe it's not going to be MAGA fans. It's not going to be conservatives. Who are they most likely to be? Well, you better believe the Democrats are probably going to try what they always do, and that's bus in a boatload of Antifa dressed in MAGA hats. I mean, listen, how stupid do you think we are? We know they did it on January 6th, and we know they're going to try to do it once again when they bus in hundreds of people that look like pro-Trumpers to cause a scene tomorrow during the rally. And what that's going to do, it's going to potentially draw in true MAGA fans if they go. So this is why Kevin McCarthy, Roger Stone, and everybody's saying, don't do it, stay away, because what they're going to do is they're going to fake Trumpers being present that are then going to try to draw the rest of you in, just like they do every single event. Let's see if the American people agree, because I can't be the only one to have this reaction. Tyson says, so scripted, wonder how many Antifa goons will be bust. There you go. First comment. How many Antifa goons will be bust in for the event? RJ says, total setup full of undercovers again. Joanne says, Democrats proving barriers are sometimes necessary to slow down entry. Justin says, LOL, this is awesome. So basically, we'll get a free second look at the terrorists who come on January 6th. Brilliant. I mean, Justin clearly has no idea what the hell is going on here. It's a stupid comment. It's idiotic. The only terrorists that are going to be there, Justin, are going to probably be your own dumbass progressive Antifa crowd. I'm sure this guy was going to probably be amongst them trying to portray as a Trumper, because that's what they do. So there's a lot of people who just are so clueless still And I have so many friends who are just freaking clueless. You know, they continue to talk about this insurrection. And I'm like, guys, I was there. Okay, this was hardly an insurrection. There was probably a million people there towards the end of the day when it all went down. Trust me, if a million people wanted to bring down the Capitol, they'd bring down the damn Capitol. And this little fence that they have up around the Capitol, again, if they really wanted to breach it, 80 million strong patriots will breach that fence and take down that Capitol. Okay, there isn't a military in the world who could stop them. Our military is only 1.3 million people. Let's be honest here, okay? Let's put on our freaking logical hats here and take off our emotional BS, whatever the Democrats use to kind of weigh scenarios here. If the right wanted to do something as insane as cause an insurrection, they'd be able to do it and nobody would stop them. So the fact that they haven't has got to tell you they don't want to participate in this nonsense. They don't actually want to attack America. They're just there protesting. But the left failed to really understand the logic behind what really went down that day. They failed to understand that all January 6th really was a tour of the Capitol steps at best. I mean, 99% of people, including myself, didn't go anywhere near the inside of the Capitol. We marched down Pennsylvania Avenue, stood on the steps of the Capitol, protested peacefully while a few people went inside, and that was it. We were all out of there by 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock. It was nowhere near as violent as the media continue to paint it to be. Yet they won't let it go. And they continue to throw it in our faces, especially on a day like today where we're supposed to be celebrating. We are supposed to be celebrating the Constitution. It's Constitution Day. We're supposed to be celebrating, but instead they put up a fence. So we know the whole thing is completely, completely misleading, and it's just to get the Democrats to start shaming the right again. And on the day where we are all supposed to come together and remember the Constitution, the Democrats have to put on another stunt like this and say, see what we need to do to keep these evil Republicans out. So if you can't see through this, I mean, I'm sorry, you're just as dumb as Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of the washed up idiots who are governing this country right now, who really need to step down because these guys are like freaking 80s. They don't know what the hell's going on. They're so removed and so detached from reality that they couldn't possibly know how to govern their way out of a paper bag, let alone the country. And listen, it's proven that they have no idea what they're doing. Because if we take a look at what's going on in the border crisis right now, this is a very clear example that the Biden administration doesn't know how to manage the United States of America right now. They have no clue. More than 10,500 illegals are converging under a Texas bridge. So while we've been distracted with Afghanistan and the vaccine mandates, which is the clear intention of the Biden administration, they constantly want you to look over here because they don't want you to know what's going on here. Well, we haven't forgotten that there's a raging border crisis down at the southern border, Joe. It's very much alive. But Biden and the administration, or Biden and the Democrats, they are actually so scared right now. They are actually so unorganized and freaked out about what a horrible job they're doing that they have actually pulled one of the most communistic moves on the American people that I've ever seen any administration do. They have actually moved to shut down drones on the southern border as they reveal his crisis to the world. So the drones that used to be able to fly over and capture footage of the southern border crisis are now being shut down. They are not allowed. As of yesterday, they moved to shut these drones down. Why Do you do that? I thought we had freedom of press in America. Shutting down drones over that space so they can't take pictures of what's going on is a complete violation of our constitutional rights. So even on Constitution Day, where we're supposed to be celebrating our constitutional rights as Americans, Biden continues to violate our constitutional rights. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So they've now said no more drone footage flying over Texas. You can't do it. Why, Joe? Well, we don't want you seeing what's going on in Texas. We don't want you to see that there's 10,500 illegals converging under a Texas bridge. God forbid the Democrats actually think we're doing anything wrong. I mean, the Republicans know you're a total freaking disaster. We know you screw up every single day. And we're actually winning this war on our tyrannical government. We are actually winning the war on it because governors continue to fight back and they win. Every single time they win. And the Democrats are like, wait, huh? How did they just win that? Because the Democrats violated the law. They broke the law in the first place. It's not that hard. It's not hard to overturn a situation where you violated the law to begin with. It's actually pretty simple. But the Democrats continue to try. You guys can try all you want. But when Republicans come swinging back with saying, oh, by the way, you completely violated another constitutional right of ours. It's against the law. And then the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Republicans. Don't be surprised. So more than 10,500 illegals are converging under a Texas bridge. The Biden admin has now moved to shut down drones on the southern border as they reveal his crisis to the world. So it's a real disaster down there. We're still allowing illegals to come in record numbers. And the Biden administration is so scared that they've moved to shut down drones flying in the area along the U.S. southern border, where the administration has thousands upon thousands of migrants being held under an overpass. I mean, we've run out of government facilities to house these people. We've got immigrants coming in from Afghanistan right now. 37,000 just came in and are now being placed all over the United States. New York, my state, expected to pick up 1.1 thousand Afghan refugees. California is expected to take in 5,400 Afghan refugees. Texas, 4,500 Afghan refugees. Florida, 1,200 Afghan refugees. What's with Texas, by the way? I know Newsom's probably cranking one out over the fact that he gets 5,400 refugees. I mean, I don't know where they're going to house them all. Maybe all the liberals who are applauding the Biden administration for bringing in 37,000 Afghans should house them themselves. I don't know, and should probably pay for it, because I'll tell you right now, my tax bill's not going up because of this nonsense. So I understand that Newsom probably is welcoming in 5,400 into his own state with open arms, but Texas, 4,500, the second highest number of Afghan refugees to go to a state is in Texas, 4,500 are being given to Texas. Why is that? Oh, because you're trying to turn Texas blue. Same as Florida, one of the fourth or fifth states with the highest number of Afghan refugees going into Florida, 1,200. How come? Why are you giving Texas and Florida the most? We already know how liberal New York and California are, so it's who cares how many? You can give them all 37,000. It doesn't matter. But why are you putting the second highest number of Afghan refugees, 4,500, into Texas? Well, again, it's to overrun Texas with liberals, because we've got the immigrants coming in from the southern border, and now we're slamming them with another 4,500 refugees. So the writing's on the wall. We see where the Biden administration is going with all this nonsense. They are now placing illegal immigrants in red states that they're trying to turn blue. They're placing the majority of illegal immigrants in blue states that they need desperately to stay blue. So it's all by design. And if all you have to do is pay attention to what's going on here, and you can see exactly how evil and unconstitutional the Biden administration continues to act through the decisions that they make on a daily basis. Every single day, every decision they make is about one thing and one thing only. No, not your safety. That's funny, though. It's about power and control. Coronavirus was never about your safety. Are you freaking kidding me? It was never about your safety. It was all about control, all about power. And they continue to do it. Fox News reported that according to law enforcement sources, the majority of those being held under the overpass are Haitians. So now Haitians have joined the bandwagon. The report comes as the Biden administration once again suffered a catastrophic month at the border for the month of August, according to reports this week. We've learned that the FAA, now this is insane. This is where things just, this is where we start to act like China. They're now learning that the FAA just implemented a two-week temporary flight restriction over the International Bridge of Del Rio, Texas. Only over the bridge. Not all of Texas. It's not like there's a lot of people around the area and or there's like there's I don't know. It's not like we have some major event going on in Texas and they really need to keep the airspace clear. I get how flight restrictions work. I'm a private pilot. Every time we go up in the air, we have to check for temporary flight restrictions. Is the president flying nearby? Is there an event? Are they doing military training? I can understand shutting down drones so you can't take pictures or fly within the area because of some major event that's going on. But they're shutting down flights over one bridge, the bridge where 10,500 illegal immigrants are hiding. So that's the most hilarious part about the whole situation, that they haven't imposed a no-flight zone over all of Texas. They've imposed a no-flight zone over this one bridge. Why? How come? Well, it's so the drones can't take pictures. And this is what they continue to do. So Biden actually moved to shut down drone footage yesterday, and by today, the FAA has actually done it. Team Biden are trying to control the news, so only you see what they want to see. The FAA has actually now shut down drone footage of Biden's catastrophic border crisis. No drones can now fly over. Only the bridge, though. Only the bridge. What's the reason? I'd like to know the reason that they actually put a temporary flight restriction over the freaking bridge. It's because they have 10,500 illegal immigrants sitting under that bridge, and they don't want us to know what's actually happening. So this is Biden's disaster. His disaster that Biden can fix. It's very simple, but they refuse to. They continue to let in these illegals come in at record-breaking numbers. They're all converging under this bridge right now. The FAA has now put a temporary flight restriction over the bridge so drones cannot take pictures of what's going on. Welcome to Joe Biden's America. There's some really good comments back on the other story. I'm going to flip back to this in a second, where more than 10,500 illegals are converging under the Texas bridge. Jessica says, Dictator Joe on the move. No FAA laws are being broken. That's right. I guess he needs to make more laws to cover up his incompetence. I'd like to know what the reason for this flight restriction was, because I guarantee, like everything the Democrats do in Joe Biden, it's completely unlawful. Eric says, if this isn't censorship of our freedom to know what's going on, I don't know what is. This is straight up Gestapo tactics, and it is. They are importing Democrat voters and COVID to keep the scam going. So, of course, they don't want anybody to know. They don't want anybody to know because it is a scam. The whole thing has just been a freaking outright fraudulent and very corrupt situation. Carol says, better yet, here's an idea. How about you, as the person all over this, go down there and really see what a mess it is, referring to Joe Biden. Also, visit how the families that are having to deal with all this, that living around there. I can't even imagine what the families must be going through. in these areas. I can't imagine how just disturbed they all are about this. And I'm not talking about just the people who are being impacted by illegal immigrants all over the freaking place. I'm talking about families that have family members who work for ICE or Border Patrol, or who are just law enforcement officers who are caught in the middle of all this. Joe Biden continues to put these people in danger every single day. He continues to put their lives at risk. Every day, this is what's happening, and he doesn't care. They've never cared about anybody's safety. I mean, if you look at everything that's gone on throughout this pandemic, it's never been about your safety because they contradict everything that they mandate. I mean, I watched a video of Governor DeSantis earlier, and he was spot on. One of the best arguments I've ever seen on the vaccine mandate. And if you haven't watched that, it's on our wall. You can go on to our fan page, You Made It Political, and take a look at it. But to make a long story short, Governor DeSantis made it very clear. How do you mandate a vaccination for all federal employees, but postal workers are exempt? If you're so scared of a pandemic, why is anybody exempt? Why are members of Congress exempt? Why are their staffers exempt? If you're so scared of this virus, you wouldn't exempt anybody, right? So that tells me one of two things. You're either full of shit on the whole thing, or you don't have a constitutional leg to stand on to mandate this for anybody. Because you shouldn't be mandating it in the first place. But now that you have, illegally and unconstitutionally, you're telling postal workers that they're exempt. How does that make freaking sense? Why? First of all, why? Why are they exempt? Why are Congress members exempt? Why are their staffers exempt? Nobody should be exempt at all. So see, this hasn't been about safety. This has all been about their political agenda. Why aren't illegal immigrants required to be vaccinated? They've exempted them as well. So you're forced as a private employee of a business to be vaccinated, but illegal immigrants aren't. Only finally have they required it for Afghan refugees, but they haven't required it down at the border yet, as far as I know. So again, if the virus was so serious, it'd be mandated for everybody. But you can't have pockets of exemptions and then expect me to believe or take this thing seriously. So I will continue to call out the bullshit as long as they come up with bullshit mandates or bullshit exemptions, because that's exactly what they're doing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break, and we'll see what Ted Cruz has to say about how simple it could be to end this border crisis. We'll be right back.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for joining me today on what is the most important day here in America, and that is Constitution Day. Today we celebrate our constitutional freedoms, our constitutional rights. We celebrate being able to be free Americans. And we started the show today talking about how frustrated I am over the fact that most of the media won't even mention it. Schools aren't mentioning it. Why aren't people mentioning it? You'd think as Americans, no matter what party we all are associated and affiliated with, that we'd be singing praises about Constitution Day. But I'm not surprised at all, because half the country wants to have nothing to do with our freedoms, while the other half continues to fight religiously to keep them. So there's a big raging border crisis down in Texas. Biden has now come out and said, I do not want any planes flying over a specific area in order to prevent those planes from capturing drone footage image of what's going on below. If that's not the most communistic measure or tyrannical tactic that you've seen our United States government put into place, then I don't know what is. But one person has had enough. I mean, we all know we can always count on Ted Cruz. We can always count on Ted Cruz to call Biden out for the complete disaster that he is. And Cruz is now unloading on Biden at the border. And he's saying, listen, Joe, what the hell's going on here? You could end this. You could end this tomorrow by simply following the law. You can end this tomorrow. So why isn't he? Why isn't Joe Biden ending this crisis? There's 10,500 people right now hiding under a bridge. And all Joe Biden can do besides end it is say, you know what? I want the FAA to now shut down drone footage to hide the crisis. And that's what they're doing. He's authorized, or he's told the FAA, shut down drone footage so that we don't take any more pictures. So Ted Cruz is, I mean, he's really had enough now. He's pissed off. He's come out swinging. He said, listen, can we just end this, Joe? What the hell is going on here? So yesterday, Ted Cruz came out and he's just really had enough here. He's released a video on yesterday afternoon from his trip to, again, Ted Cruz, another trip down to Del Rio, Texas, where he observed what he said was more than 10,000 illegal aliens that had been apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol. It's a maddening crisis, Cruz said from the border just over a week ago, there were fewer than 1,000 people here under the bridge, averaging between 700 and 1,000. Then on September 8th, the Biden administration made a decision to cancel deportation flights back to Haiti. The vast majority of these illegal immigrants crossing into Del Rio are from Haiti. So even just a week ago, there were only about 700 to 1,000 illegal immigrants down there. Now there's over 10,500 who are now hiding from under this bridge. And the Biden administration is so embarrassed now, they don't want you to see it, that they're actually not allowing press to take drone footage from above. And the FAA has now put a temporary flight restriction. Only above the bridge, though. Only above the bridge that they're all hiding under, which is just insane to me. Makes no sense. So Ted Cruz has kind of busted this case wide open, and he's like, listen, you know, you can very easily just send them back home. And Biden refuses to. They were sending them back home, but now the Biden administration on September 8th made a decision to cancel deportation flights back to Haiti. Why? I mean, if you're all coming in illegally, you got to send them home. And let's not say it's because we can't afford to, because this guy's pissing away money left, right, and center. So he's come out and now said, well, we're canceling deportation flights. So all of a sudden, all of these Haitians that keep coming through the border illegally are now accumulating, and they're all now sitting under this bridge in Texas, where more than 10,500 illegals converge. All because Biden and the Democrats don't want to cancel deportation flights anymore. They did send them back home. They were sending back home by the thousands a day, but all of a sudden they stopped. So what's going on here? What are they? Why? It almost feels like they're purposely trying to destroy this country. It's almost like they're intentionally trying to do it. Since Biden took office, he's intentionally and purposefully allowed millions, at least hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants to come through the southern border. Then he totally botches the Afghanistan evacuation situation. And now 37,000 Afghan refugees are flooding our 50 states. He's giving 5,400 to California. He's giving 4,500 to Texas. New York has to take 1,100. Florida's taking 1,200. So we've got a raging border crisis in Texas where we thought we had control of it. But now 10,500, which are mostly Haitians because we suspended deportation flights. So now they're all accumulating again. And we've got 37,000 Afghan refugees now all flooding in. I mean, if you wanted to know how to destroy America in literally 1 month, all you got to do is follow the Joe Biden playbook. And I hate to sit here every day and harp on the guy, but how could you not when he is so destructive and so negligent and so abusive to this country? I mean, people, I used to laugh when people are like, 2024 can't come quick enough. We really need 2024 now, because there isn't going to be America left if we don't nip this shit in the bud ASAP. And I'm like, okay, listen, America's not going anywhere. We'll get to 2024. But I don't know. After this, after seeing what's going on, I'm starting to actually believe these people. I'm actually starting to think, you know what? If we don't get to 2020, I don't even know if we're going to make it to 2022 before the primaries. Because the only thing that's going to save this country, besides Donald Trump, we know it's going to. And I'm going to show you a survey in just a second. We'll end today's show on a survey that actually shows Trump beating Biden if the same vote was had right now. The only thing that's going to save this country is if we take back the House and the Senate like yesterday. Because we cannot afford a second more of this madness. We need Joe Biden to be the lame duck president Obama was pretty much his entire second term, so they aren't able to inflict another ounce of damage on this country again. So, is Trump going to get elected? Are we going to get Trump back in? Well, a survey says that Trump actually stands a real chance at beating out Biden in a hypothetical 2024 race, according to Right Side Broadcasting. Now, listen, I know a lot of us think that, well, Trump did win the first time. Unfortunately, Trump's not in the White House. So I don't care how Trump wins. I don't care what happened the last election. The fact of the matter is, Biden's in the White House, not Trump. Okay, so whatever we got to do to focus on getting Trump back in, if that's even possible, that's where the focus needs to be. But according to a hypothetical survey, Trump will beat out Biden in 2024. We'll break down the article and see exactly what this means and why we're so confident that Trump is going to beat Biden, or would beat Biden, in a hypothetical 2024 race today. So according to Right Side Broadcasting, a series of September polls were released by the McLaughlin and Associates Group found that Americans have come to miss President Donald Trump. You think? Like, how could you not? And would elect him in 2024 if given the chance. Respondents indicated that if the 2024 election were today between President Trump and Biden, that 50% would cast their vote for the 45th president, while only 47% would for Biden. A whopping 60% also agreed with the following statement. Say what you will about Donald Trump, but we have had very low inflation, less illegal immigrants, gas prices were much lower, and until things exploded after George Floyd's murder, there was much less crime when he was president. Though Trump was often criticized for his strong attitude, over 50% agreed that they've come to appreciate Trump's confrontational and tough style after experiencing just months of Biden. So all those people who couldn't stand bad orange man mean tweets actually miss it now. 50% actually miss it. And they're saying, you know what? Maybe I would have preferred to have Trump stay with a few mean tweets than the tyrannical disaster we have in the White House today. Americans also revealed their frustration with Biden's handling of the Afghan withdrawal, with 58% admitting they disagreed with Biden's statement that it was an extraordinary success. That thing was a freaking bombshell. Extraordinary success. I mean, Biden, who the hell do you think you're kidding? That was disaster on every single freaking level. I mean, I don't know who, if you believe that, Jesus Christ, I have zero respect for any of you, including family and friends, if you even remotely think that that was even somewhat successful. Not only did Trump pull ahead against Biden, but also against Kamala Harris, which is great to know, as he received 49% to her 47% support in a hypothetical 2024 presidential election. While President Trump beats both hypothetical Democratic opponents for 2024, the survey also shows him significantly leading other possible Republican candidates among Republican primary voters, 59% pledged support to Trump. So clearly indicated with the polls, many Americans are fed up, are just so fed up with Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats. I mean, everybody is just, we're done with this nonsense. And the fact that they put up in the Capitol, the fact that they put up again another wall just goes to show that this is not the party of tolerance. This is the party of absolute segregation. This is the party of destruction. And 2022 can't get here quick enough. I mean, it really can't. So, again, they're full of it. There is absolutely no unity between the Democrats and the Republicans right now. And unless Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden get their act together and start really trying to bring us together, we're just going to see another 3 years of constant bickering, bitching, and potential civil war amongst each other. Because of a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out youmadeitpolitical.com.